everybody, to another episode of the Fantasy Underdogs Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and betonline.ag. I haven't said those words in a while. That's why.
No.
We are 24 hours away from the Super Bowl, ladies.
That feels actually insane.
I am not processing. I'm not like mentally ready for this yet.
No, I had so many people ask me, like, what are you doing for tomorrow? And I was like, I cannot fathom that this is actually happening.
No.
Me neither. And what better way to spend Super Bowl Sunday but by placing bets? And what better place to do that is betonline.ag. The big game is finally here as we hit Super Bowl Sunday with the last game of the football season. As always, BetOnline has you covered from odds, scores, totals, player performance, props, to where the next fired coach is going to land. Well, they've all been hired, so yeah, this is old. BetOnline is the number one spot for things NFL betting in 2022, and not just football. BetOnline's got you covered with basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, and UFC has a huge fight tonight. Yeah. A huge heavyweight fight is tonight, so make sure you bet on that. Odds coverage is the best in the business, from sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get you started. BetOnline, where the game starts. Jordan, Sam, holy crap, we've got so much to go into.
So much has happened. Like, I feel like that extra week of football, we are like halfway through February, and like we're at the Super Bowl, which is the crazy in and of itself. And then everything else that's been going on around us is just a lot.
No, literally, we have not had a show since Tom Brady retired.
I know.
Like, we have not been able to talk about it altogether. Evan, how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm okay. The realization where my team is in disarray is, you know, it's finally here. It's what I expected. I honestly thought he was going to stay for one more year.
I thought so too.
But, you know, if like old married men, I'm sure Giselle was like, no, you can't do it. No, I can't have you getting hit one more year. I just can't do it. So it's it'll be fun. And I think we'll go into what offseason drama is going to come ahead, but it's going to be fun offseason because there's so many moves and free agents out there and possible trade scenarios. But yeah, I've come to grips of my team might not be that great next year. But hey, we're in the NFC South, which all the teams suck.
Oh yeah. My God, you guys will know how we feel now.
Yeah. Well, I tweeted out like a couple weeks ago. I tweeted that out a couple weeks ago going, the NFC South is looking kind of like the NFC East now. So
yeah,
Sam, Sam and Jordan, I will feel your pain. Because the division I'm in,
the same boat
exactly
next year.
And what's good about the Bucks is it's a winnable division still because all the teams are bad.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Be like us and go 16 years without a repeat division winner.
It keeps things exciting.
You never know what's going to happen.
I don't think the NFC South has had a repeat division winner in a very long time. Because last year was the Saints. This year was us.
The Bucks didn't win last year.
Bucks didn't win the division last year. It was the Saints.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because Drew Brees was still there.
He was. That's right.
It also feels like a very long time. Like, it does not feel like it's only been one season without Drew Brees.
I know. Because he's stuck. He's still been every Sunday. We still see him.
Yeah.
And depending on if Tom Brady decides, hey, I'm going to come back, it'll be like a first season without Tom Brady playing, too. And Ben Roethlisberger and Andrew
Brees. Gronk is convinced. Gronk thinks he's coming back.
Yeah, but Gronk also
wants to go to the Bengals.
Yeah, he wants to play with Joey Burrow.
Gronk's just running around.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he wants yet.
Well, let me get your two opinions. I mean, the possibility of Brady, I know he said never say never on that podcast. The possibility of him coming back. I mean, what do you think? Percentage-wise, what do you think?
I say 60-40 leaning he does end up coming back.
Okay.
I was gonna say the opposite. I was gonna say 45% chance.
Okay.
Closer to him not.
Not.
But I could still see it happening.
Yeah, I just have this feeling he's gonna be sitting at home, like watching all the like through training camp.
Bored.
Yes, and Giselle's going to be like, oh my God, I know I asked for this, but get the hell out of my face and go join a team. Like,
yeah, but he still has all those other businesses to run. He's got TB12.
Yeah,
he,
but it's
he got to... Brady now, his new clothing line.
But here's the frustrating thing about Brady. Like, all of like the frustrating parts about like training and practicing and all this stuff, everyone hates that. And when you get older, like you see Ben Roethlisberger, every time he hits the ground, it's like a big... But you don't know if he's getting back up. Yeah. And with Brady, like, he's still healthy and in it, and he likes all the little tedious things. Like, he enjoys that. So I honestly think he's going to miss it too much, and he's going to drive Giselle crazy, and she's going to find you win.
So, Jordan, you're at 60, right?
Yeah.
Sam, you're at what?
I said, like, 45%.
I'll go 35%. He'll come back.
Okay.
I just... Unless he takes, like, you know, the 6 months and goes, hey, I'm coming back. Although the thing is, like, is he going to come back with the Bucks or is he going to come back with another team?
No offense. I kind of think it would be so iconic if he went to another team. Because imagine if he could win a Super Bowl on three separate
teams.
Hear me out.
The ultimate test.
No, he's not going to the Giants.
No, the Jets. Go to the Jets. Bring them the Super Bowl.
That is such a punch in the face to Patriots fans, though.
Think about that. Think about how crazy that would be.
No, ultimate test, send him to Houston and make something out of the Texans. Because
just let him play every season somewhere else for the next 32 years.
See what he can make happen.
Yeah, I don't think he comes back and the Bucks will just be like searching for a QB. So we'll see. I don't know. Whatever. All right, so all of head coaching has been finalized. We have all the head coaches for new teams now. I wanted to go over the head coaching hire. Wow, I really said hire way too many times in that. there we go. So which head coaching hire was great or groan? And let's go down the line. Kevin O'Connell with the Minnesota Vikings. Thoughts on this hire? He was with the Rams. He's a Sean McVay disciple. He is an offensive-minded guy. Has to come in. We'll have to deal with, you know, good old Kirk Cousins and that offense. Thoughts on Kevin O'Connell going to the Minnesota Vikings? Good one or bad one?
I thought it was mid. Like, it's just like, all right. Like, very – like, it's not bad. It's not great. I think it's smart they went with an – offensive mind, considering prior Zimmer was very defensive even though their defense struggled the last couple seasons anyway. So I think maybe they're just looking for a switch up. And I mean, they have such great offensive pieces in Justin Jefferson and Thielen. And if you can make the most out of Kirk Cousins for the time that you still have him, because didn't he get a contract extension? Doesn't he have some time left?
Cousins?
Didn't he get one at the end of last season, or am I?
No, he's still on a franchise tag.
Oh, okay.
$40 million was a franchise tag, so yeah.
I think it was so, like Jordan describes it, as mid, because everyone was so focused in on Harbaugh that everybody was like, he's going to be this next thing. And first of all, they didn't even offer him the job. They just interviewed him. Right. Like, he was not going to get that job. But everybody, you know, it's the fancy, you know, the bright light name that everyone was looking for. So I don't think that this guy's going to be bad. I think that it's just not the name people were looking for.
Yeah.
But I mean, he definitely comes into a good situation too. I mean, he's got a pretty good offensive scheme with him. I mean, I know Kirk Cousins gets a lot of flack.
He's not a bad QB.
Good. And then you've got Cook, you've got Justin Jefferson, you've got Adam Thielen. I mean, it's an up. I mean, the offense is still great there. I mean, the offensive line was pretty good. It's just the defense that really needs the tweak.
I've said it for the last two seasons. I was like, the Vikings are so frustrating because they've been like run-of-the-mill average, slightly below average, when they should be. Like, especially in the NFC, you should the Vikings should easily be a wild card team consistently. Agreed. With the pieces that they have, and they just find a way to mess it up. So hopefully this guy can come in and figure it out for them.
Okay. Next one, Matt Eberflus going to the Chicago Bears. He was the DC for the Indianapolis Colts. What do you think about Matt Eberflus going to the Chicago Bears?
I don't really have an opinion.
Another meh.
Yeah. Another like, meh.
I'm just kind of upset that the Bears didn't go offense here, because like you got to work with this offense. I mean, their defense also, I mean, the whole team needs work, but I just think that, you know, with Fields and this like moving offense that you really are like unsure of what's going on, like you needed someone to kind of like kind of nail it down, especially with this sophomore year quarterback who's just going to start to come into the starting role. I wanted somebody offensive, but again, I don't know too much about him to even have an opinion. I mean, I watched his press conference. He seems like he's like ready to go.
Yeah.
They have a new GM too, who was a prior player. I think their whole front office is about to change. I think that the Bears are on the up and up, but in terms of Eberflus, also, what kind of name?
I know.
That's what are we brutal. Doing?
He needs to be good. He need, because with that last name, you cannot start getting made fun of.
Eberflus. That's like his nickname.
Eberflus. All right, this next one. Now, Sam, this is your team, and I think your team knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hiring Brian Daboll from the Bills. Thoughts? I'm going to let you go. You're going to be the center square right now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, the second that we fired Joe Judge, I was like, we need Brian Daboll on our.
Who Joe Judge is now with the Patriots now, by the way.
Well, that's where he started to begin with. Like, he's just, everybody goes back to Daddy Belichick. It's just how it works. The second he did it, I was like, this is the guy we need. We've seen the way the Bills offense has completely blossomed over the years. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is Josh Allen. Like, you can't make that comparison right now, but I'd love to see that this is the guy who can turn this offense into an offense that can actually score touchdowns, which apparently was a difficult thing for us to do last year. So I'm very excited. I'm excited about our GM. I'm glad that they're both from the same organization. They've worked together before. I think that this was, in my opinion, I don't know if I'm biased or not, I think this was the best coaching hire of the season.
No, I think it, especially because you can tie it in with the GM as well. Like, both pieces I think are awesome. And like you said, they've already been together. So I just think, all in all, the Giants actually did something really good.
Sam, two questions for you.
Yes.
One, how many more years does Daniel Jones get? Is okay. You have this one with a new system. You won. Okay. So this is it.
I know that I've made the argument before of his lack of consistency with coaches, but mm-hmm. I think this is the coach for him. And if he can't figure it out this year, especially now that you've had years in the league under your belt, I love Daniel Jones. I really do. I want to see him thrive, but if he can't get it together this year, it's time to find somebody else.
I mean, okay. I said that last year.
I think I said it last year too.
Yeah. Sam, I love you, and I know you want him to be good.
I get it.
Go out on Daniel Jones.
I get it. People who aren't Giants fans, like, they're over it, and I get it. But I don't know. I've been rooting for the kid since he got drafted. Like, I really do want to see him do well. But I'm getting tired. I'm really getting tired. If you can't throw touchdowns, like, that's literally your job. So, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt with Garrett, and then Garrett getting fired, new OC, Joe Judge being not the best at coaching. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. That's why I'm giving him this one more year. But
second question.
Yes.
Do they trade Saquon?
Oh my God. You know, I really don't want to, but I don't. I think there's no other option. I feel like they're not going to, mm-hmm. but for me personally, if this was my team, he's done nothing for the team. He's gotten several injuries that has hindered him from doing what we thought he was going to do. And it's just, we should have never drafted him second overall to begin with. It was kind of a dumb move. Love the kid. Really do. He just doesn't add anything to our team. Our backup running back, Devontae Booker, was doing so much more than Saquon when he comes back. And then he comes back and all of a sudden our run game's gone. I don't know if the organization will actually get rid of him, but honestly, I think during
draft day, they'll probably field some calls about him because there could be some value left to him. Now, obviously, the value to me would be a late, like a fifth round or sixth round for him just because of his injury history.
His injuries, yeah.
Yeah, but I think there could be some value left with him if he's put into a different system and he's...
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. He can thrive other places. Yeah. And I think someone like him and Evan Engram both can thrive in other places, I don't think that they belong on the New York Giants anymore.
Okay. I think this same conversation can be had about Christian McCaffrey as well. I think
thinking the same thing as well.
Yeah,
100%.
Because I feel like the Giants and the Panthers are both in that same situation where it's like they rely on them so, like the concept of them so much, but they're going to require so much money. Like at this point, especially when your team is kind of, I don't want to say either team's in a rebuild, but they're both kind of lost and they're searching for that identity.
Yeah.
I think at this point, clear up cap space, get some draft capital and clean sweep, start fresh.
Okay. Next one had a lot of drama
because of
a certain quarterback being maybe traded to this team because of this guy. Nathaniel Hackett, now the head coach of the Denver Broncos. Aaron Rodgers likes him a lot. Could be linked to a possible trade to the Broncos. Do you guys like this hire, him going to Denver being the head coach? I know he's a really great offensive-minded guy. The guys love him in the locker room. He could bring a breath of fresh air to the Broncos. And, of course, you never know. This could be the guy that gets Aaron Rodgers traded over to the Broncos. What do you guys think?
You know, I think this is the perfect hire for them because I know we've said it extensively on the show, but the Broncos are a quarterback away from being a guaranteed playoff contender and potentially a Super Bowl bound team, dark horse Super Bowl team. But I think now, whether or not, even if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go there, I still think they're in a great position because whether they get a young quarterback or if they bring in a vet of some sort, they're going to be in a good position. And then also this does give them that extra nudge. Like Aaron Rodgers may want to come here just to be with him. So overall, I think they nailed it.
Yeah. Okay. Agreed. I think Jordan hit it all. This, you know, I think the argument was the Broncos are a coach and a quarterback away, right?
Yeah.
From being a very good team. So why not fill in the pieces, but we'll see what happens.
All right. This next coaching hire, I thought it was just kind of a
mid.
How do I say this? It was kind of like a default. You know how you press default on some things? This team and the owner just pressed default. Because it's not a risky hire. I'm talking about Doug Peterson getting hired for the head coaching job for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because you have Byron Leftwich, who used to play for your team, who coached Tom Brady to a Super Bowl victory, was wanted by everybody in Duval to be the next head coach of your team, who would probably turn your team around, but you couldn't just say, okay, I'll get a rid of the GM to get your boy from Arizona. And that was just the tipping point. No, I'm not going to do that. And you let Byron go back to Tampa. And now you go press the default button and get safety coach Doug Peterson just because he coached, no offense, Jordan, your Eagles to a Super Bowl like eons ago. And now you think he's going to fix everything in Jacksonville. I thought this was a default setting coaching hire.
Yeah. No,
you could have had a young coaching stud in Byron Leftwich come and save your team, hopefully.
Yeah. I was happy for Doug Peterson just because – like I have nothing like bad against him and I want to see him do well, but I feel like
it's vanilla.
Is this the smartest option? Probably not.
No, it's vanilla.
It's so vanilla.
And you have to deal with it. And the thing is, they have to deal with the same GM who's made so many bonehead moves.
Yeah.
For the past 5 years. It's like, okay, maybe this isn't working for your team. Maybe you should go and get somebody else. Maybe the guy that's been director of player development in a great organization, which is the Arizona Cardinals, to bring him over is the guy that you thought you were going to have your head coach. That was the guy he wanted, but no, you want to hit the default button and drink vanilla and just hire Doug Peterson.
I was even unaware that this coaching hire happened until like a day later. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
It's fine for me because we get Byron Leftwich back. That's cool. That's fine with me. So if Shad Khan wants to keep screwing things up, that's great. That's fine. That's good look for my team.
Maybe they think that they'll take him to a Super Bowl and they'll
not happen.
All of a sudden,
Doug Peterson somewhere.
I think the thought process is like, oh my God, the Eagles were like scraps that Doug Peterson put together and took to a Super Bowl. And that's exactly, we got so lucky that year. Like, it's not like
you
Doug Peterson.
So lucky.
So lucky. It's not like Doug Peterson is going to be able to recreate what happened. And I genuinely think that was their thought process.
You're not going
to
be able to do the Philly special with Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're not. Hands down, you're not.
No. And there are really, really good qualities about Doug Peterson, but I think having the idea that, oh my God, he's going to band-aid our broken team together to get us somewhere, it's just not going to happen.
The default button, and they're eating vanilla ice cream. It's not exciting. It's just...
With no sprinkles or anything.
It's just vanilla ice cream. You hit default setting, and then it's just that. Okay. This next one, I think they hired another guy, knocked it out of the park for this. Las Vegas Raiders hiring Josh McDaniels to be their head coach. I think this is a great move for them. Brings in, now obviously Josh McDaniels had his one prior head coaching experience in Denver, didn't go so well. Of course, you had Timmy Tebow as your QB. Now he's coming into an organization. You got Derek Carr has been an underrated quarterback for the past couple of years. I think this team has been through a lot. McDaniels, I think, is going to bring the leadership of what they need in a head coach, hopefully in Las Vegas. Thoughts on Josh McDaniels getting hired for the Las Vegas Raiders?
Yeah, I think I like it. Okay. I think it works. I was surprised. I definitely thought Josh McDaniels was going to stick around. There must have been a conversation had because he's been sitting patiently and waiting to fill in that Patriots head coaching job, thinking Bill was going to be finished soon. But I guess I think maybe he got a little threatened by Steve Belichick with his weird tongue thing that he does and was like, oh, like maybe Bill's like going to even overlook me someday. So he decided to move on and finally made it and did it, as opposed to when he was like almost the Colts head coach.
And then screwed the Eagles over so bad.
It was so bad. But I think, you know, this has kind of been long overdue. Josh McDaniels has been waiting to become a head coach for a long time. So why not go with a team that's, you know, kind of had a pretty rough year, bring that Patriots way over there and see if it works out.
Yeah. I was going to say the Raiders in Vegas, they need the discipline. And I feel like he is going to bring the hammer down. And that's what the John Gruden was very like buddy, buddy. And I think turned a blind eye to a lot of things.
His own thing he turned a blind eye to.
I just don't think... Wait, Sam, did you see the post I sent you with the NFL memes?
Yes.
Evan, memes posted on Instagram today, like giving all these like fake awards. It was the funniest post ever. And please, offensive coach of the year was John Gruden.
Oh, nice. Oh man, you should have said that because that would have been a good segue into the NFL awards. But our last two, we'll go through. Lovie Smith for the Houston Texans.
Good.
Pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. At this point.
The Texans, I don't know what's going to save the Texans, but I like Lovie Smith. So,
And then this one had a lot of head scratching to it. Mike McDaniel.
I love it.
And the Miami Dolphins.
A lot of head scratchers
for this one. I like it.
I mean, Jordan, go for it. You seem to be so excited about it.
No, I just think...
Other than the fact that he looks like the guy that you meet at Best Buy, the Geek Squad.
Well, he already... No, that's what he looked like in San Fran. When he was getting on the plane to go to Miami, he had his hair slicked. He had
three-piece suit.
I was like, who is this man? But no, I think for what the Dolphins are working with, it seems like... I think why I love him so much is I heard his conversation with Tua, and he seems very invested in Tua and wanting to get the best out of him, which I was so nervous with the Brian Flores thing that Tua was going to get swept under the rug, and I never wanted that to be the case. So I think getting him in there, having someone that believes in Tua, I mean, the 49ers have been brilliant on offense for the last couple of years, like making the best of what they have over the last couple of years. So I think having that in Miami is going to be really important, especially in determining if Tua is the long-term solution. So I'm very here for it.
I just saw a picture like right before I came onto the show. He used to be the Broncos ball boy. And this picture, I'm going to find it. I'll send it to you guys. It is like a Backstreet Boy wannabe, earrings, spiked hair.
Did he have the frosty tips?
No frosty tips, but it's a good picture. I'm gonna find it right now.
Let me see if I can find it. Oh, this, I love
that's freaking hysterical.
Well, before we go on to our next segment, do you two like to make money?
I love to make money.
You want to make some money?
Always.
Okay. Well, how about you invest in exciting assets that's outpaced the S&P 500 by 164% for 25 years? I'm talking about ART. Masterworks is the new investing app that lets you invest in blue chip paintings from icons like Picasso, Monet, and Warhol without needing millions. Over 300,000 people have already signed up. Get priority access with our unique promo. Log on to masterworks.com .art/believe. That's masterworks.art/believe, B-L-E-A-V. See the important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclosures. You can make some money too as well. Boom.
We love that.
I want to make some money. Investing in paintings. That'd be great. I don't know. All right, so the NFL Awards were the other night. Great time. Keegan-Michael Peele was a great host.
Oh, he was. Me and Sam said he needs to be the host every year.
He was great, so good.
Great host.
I loved the musical number. It was great.
At the beginning, yes, it was fantastic. Do you want to go through the awards? I know there was the MVP that we should really discuss because I think Aaron Rodgers shouldn't have won it because Cooper Kupp should have won it. And I know we had some previews of that a couple weeks ago about our picks and they kind of came true or not, but yeah, we're not there to the Bengals. We're not there yet. But. All right, so yeah. Off the defensive player of the year, of course, T.J. Watt. I think we all said T.J. Watt.
Yeah, there was no competition.
He was snubbed last year. He 100% deserved it.
Yeah,
Rookie of the year, we were spot on with Ja'Marr Chase. Yes. Yeah. And he was also the offensive rookie of the year too. He was the rookie of the year for the Pepsi rookie of the year. The offensive player of the year, Cooper Kupp. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Defensive player of the year was Micah Parsons. I think we all were hitting that all on the nail on the head too for the rookie of the year was Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And then the MVP went to Aaron Rodgers. Yes, agree, disagree.
Before we go to MVP though, I think that yes. Jordan and I both have a quarrel with coach of the year.
Okay.
A major quarrel.
Because, I mean, apart from the fact that we're wearing a giant B on our shirts, Zach Taylor should have been coach of the year.
I agree. And I don't think they should have gave it to Vrabel, even though the Tennessee Titans were the number one
seed. Vrabel did a great job this year coaching. I think that it really, you know, proved, especially when Henry was out, they were still winning. I get it. But, like, Zach Taylor is in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Well, and your team won how many games last season? What? Three,
exactly.
Four. Four. And now you're in the Super Bowl. Come on.
Yes. So the argument, and I do understand the argument that the NFL honors its regular season awards. Postseason means nothing. But at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, the Titans held on to the one seed even without Derrick Henry. I get that. But they also got lucky because everyone else was just doing average. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the Titans were playing better than everyone was just average in the AFC towards the end, and they were losing games that they shouldn't have been losing. So the Titans got lucky, and that's not taking anything away from Vrabel because I do think he's a great coach. But to give him coach of the year because they were the one seed, like I feel like that's totally invalid. And
it's like pressing default again.
It's pressing. They're eating vanilla ice cream with no sprinkles. Mm-hmm. And then two, like we already said, to take a team that had four wins to win the AFC North, which is one of the most competitive divisions, if not the most competitive this season. Yeah. Well, like, how can you not give it to him?
I agree. I totally agree. I just think after everything that went down,
especially if the Bengals win the Super Bowl, then you got to look at it like, okay.
The man is a magician.
Because the Bengals beat the Titans in the divisional round. So,
yep.
Literally. And again, we know it's not postseason awards, but still, like, let's just think about this for a second. Jordan and I were like screaming at each other over text. We were just like, what is going on? Why is Zach Taylor not getting this? But yeah.
It's award shows. I mean, what do you expect? It's like NFL honors are, it's almost like the MTV Video Music Awards. Like, they shouldn't even happen because MTV doesn't even have music videos anymore. So
yeah,
why honor these
people? That's true.
So
have the people vote. Stop giving 40.
Let the people vote.
Yeah. Stop giving 40 people the right to determine it. Let the public.
Was Aaron Rodgers deserving of the MVP? That's a resounding no.
Okay. I'm happy if it was going to a quarterback. I'm fine with it being him. But if I was Cooper Kupp or Jonathan Taylor wasn't even in like the movie, like previewing the MVP candidates. And I was like, that is actually astounding to me.
I literally, the second that they called, first of all, I had a feeling it was going to be Aaron Rodgers because,
yeah,
right, like everybody was saying, oh, wide receivers never win before, blah, 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 blah. It's always quarterbacks, whatever. And I was like, if it should be a wide receiver, it should be Cooper Kupp this year.
100%. Like,
I just had a feeling it wasn't going to happen. Aaron Rodgers was there. He was at the awards. He must have known he was going to win.
Yeah.
And then at that golf thing, they were like, 3-time MVP. Aaron Rodgers, and then he held up the number 4. Like, he knew, and he basically told everyone that he knew. So,
and he was sitting there so smug with him,
his corduroy suit on. His corduroy
stupid hair. I love it.
I really just think they missed the boat by not giving it to Cooper Kupp.
No, they did.
He was robbed. He was 100% robbed.
One singular vote. I was like, are you?
Who is that person? I want to shake their hand.
I want to hug them. Say, you deserve the world. I hope all good things happen to you.
Cooper Kupp has did so much for this team. I mean, I know Matt Stafford has improved his team immensely, but if Matt Stafford didn't have Cooper Kupp, in my opinion, the Rams would not be where they were today.
They literally were. And that is, by definition, the literal most valuable player. Mind blowing.
It's in the acronym.
Yeah.
It's the acronym itself. MVP.
Oh my God.
All right. Before we get into our Super Bowl talk, do you two value your peace of mind?
I do.
What's more important than your peace of mind? Nothing. And that's the NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you're online. Yes. NordVPN. And with all the threats that you face today on the internet, it's more important than ever to make sure that you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the best VPN service offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans to start at under $4 a month. So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code believe, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Boom. Use NordVPN. Do it. Protection at its best. All right, ladies. We're at the Super Bowl. And before we do the whole Super Bowl predictions, I'm gonna take that down. Let's talk about it. How did we get here? Like, the Rams were off season, you know, Super Bowl favorites per se. Bengals, not so much.
No.
Especially after the draft, where it was question marks. Why would they draft a wide receiver in the first round instead of, you know, protecting Joey Burrow? And then just the Bengals just came out of nowhere and smacked everybody in the mouth. And now they're here. It's going to be a fantastic game. Of course, with the fantastic game comes the commercials, the foods, the halftime show, and everything else. The halftime show is just stupid to me now. It is.
You're not looking forward to this halftime show?
No. And that sounds sacrilegious because of who is doing the halftime show.
Yeah.
Like, everybody on the halftime show is like 50 years old. It's like, not, you got a bunch of geriatrics on the stage now. What? I'm just saying.
No.
I'm saying it.
Yeah. I mean, I really wanted it to be Taylor Swift.
You know, it is what it is. That? You know.
I mean, I get it. They're in LA, even though Eminem's from Detroit.
Well, somebody, you know, it's Matt Stafford's there. People got to represent Detroit.
Yeah. No, I think I have a feeling what they're doing is they're like rotating every other year. You know what? No, that's wrong. I was going to say, never mind. I'm not even going to make that point because it's wrong.
I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited because, yeah, it's something fresh, because usually we see like aging pop stars and really bad at like new acts that come about. They're just lip syncing. I mean, it's a fresh thing.
Did you like The Weeknd last year?
No.
Weekend was terrible.
It was super it was super nauseating. He was running around that like maze of mirrors, and it was stupid.
I didn't like it last year. Yeah. I just want to see Eminem. That's really all I'm here for.
Yeah,
just show me Eminem.
And his like is like weird beard and stuff. And you know, there's a couple of prop bets going on for him. It's like, will he have his yellow hair or his brown hair? Will he have a beard or no beard? For prop bets,
I'd go yellow hair and beard.
Ooh. I'd go regular hair and beard. Black cat.
See, I want to take it real back to when the real like "Hi, My Name Is" came out with like no beard, yellow hair. That would be taking it back.
That's Slim Shady.
Yeah. Although Slim Shady would look like he would look like Slim like Grady. Because he'd be like old.
I mean, if he just, I think that it's just the idea that it's so many people, and it's not even like they're gonna have individual performances. They have so many songs together,
right?
That it's just like, I think that's what's like the lore of it. And like, yes, we're gonna watch it, right? Like, it's.
I just have a feeling it's gonna be I don't personally watch the halftime shows. I usually turn it off. I turn it to another station and go like grab a drink and food and make hang out. Play some like beer pong real quick and then come back to the game. I honestly think it's going to be a snoozer. It's going to be like a real boring halftime show.
I took the bet. I have money on the over. I can't remember what the time was. I was like, there's way too many people for this to go under.
No. Listen, I will change my tune. I'll change my tune if like Dr. Dre, Snoop, and a few other West Coast rappers come out in a drop top and just hitting the hydraulics coming out doing that.
That
starts off great. And then they all do all kinds of other crazy stuff. Other than that, I just think it's going to be just boring. Like they're going to play all their hits. Great. They're going to go around stage and then just, it's going to be boring.
Do you remember when the Ravens were in the Super Bowl and Beyonce like killed the lights and everybody was like, it's affecting the game. That's going to be this, but there's just going to be like clouds of weed smoke everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to affect the game.
I can just.
Everyone's going to be high second half.
I can just hear Al Michaels going, is there a smog storm coming into the stadium? My terrible Al Michaels
doesn't know. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
My terrible Al Michaels impression. But yeah, I just. I mean, it's good for some. I just think it's gonna be a bore a halftime show.
It could. It easily could.
Yeah. All right.
You need to get Taylor Swift out there.
God, just put Swift the girl out there. Everyone knows a Taylor Swift song, and if you say that you don't,
she's
you're lying.
Got 10 albums.
You know one Taylor Swift, right, Evan? You know at least one Taylor Swift song, right?
I know one Taylor Swift song.
Tell me, Shake It Off.
It's Shake It Off. Yeah. I always say that because I have to play that song constantly when I'm doing DJ gigs. Because at weddings,
but you definitely know more. You just don't even know that you know more.
What about that Bad Blood? Bad Blood.
Yeah, Bad Blood.
Bad Blood. I know.
You definitely know Love Story. You definitely know Blank Space. That was like the song of the year in 2015.
No, yes, you do.
I don't. I just
if
know
you heard it, you would know it.
I know Bad Blood and the other song, Shake It Off. That's it.
Okay, so Evan's a 1989 fan.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yes. If you call me a fan of Taylor Swift.
He's in his 1989 era.
I guess. If you call me a Taylor, her music's all right. I'm not a fan, but yeah. Okay. Are you guys going to Super Bowl parties tomorrow? Yeah.
Yes. I don't know exactly
Sam,
what I'm
going.
I have work.
Oh, you have work.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I work no, during legit. The Super Bowl.
That's terrible. Sorry.
Well, the thing is that I'm working the Super Bowl, so my job tomorrow is to sit down and watch the Super Bowl. Okay. So.
Will they let you have, like, food and stuff inside?
Oh, or? I'm bringing a pizza. Okay. My other coworker said he's bringing wings.
Okay.
Probably going to get some donuts or something.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm going to a Super Bowl party. Jordan, you're going to a Super Bowl party.
Yep.
When you go to a Super Bowl party, what kind of foods do you expect to see? Which ones really your
chicken dip?
Okay. Besides the dip, like what other foods do you expect to see? What other foods are you like, yes, this is a great Super Bowl party because they have X, Y, and Z for the foods? I say wings. Chicken wings, of course.
Yeah.
Bone in and also boneless. You got to have your variety.
last year we did a huge Super Bowl spread. And we had pulled pork sandwiches on like the little sliders. And that was, it's something I never had before. So I don't think it's like a requirement, but it was really freaking good. And we had the buffalo chicken dip. We made a homemade mac and cheese. We had chicken wings. Like we had, like it was a feast. And I really, really loved the pulled pork sliders on like the, oh, they were so cute too.
I went to one where it was like, they had a make your own slider bar.
That's fun.
Yeah, so they had like it was like a buffet where you just you get your slider and your bun, and then they have like an accoutrement of like toppings. I love saying that word, accoutrement of like of stuff to put on your burger. It was really cool, and then they had like a tower of it was a tower of cheese.
Oh
yeah, of cheese.
How do you get like where who throws these parties?
I it was a buddy of mine. He was like, yeah, man, this chick I know is throwing a party. Like, come on down. I'm like, okay. It was just like food everywhere. It was fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. And the one I'm going to tomorrow, he's like, yeah, don't bring any food. I've got all the food. I've got a big old spread for you. Just bring whatever you want to eat or drink. And I was like, dude, are you sure? He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I got this. I'm like, dude, I can't wait. So I would say wings, buffalo chicken dip. Do you think, what kind of foods do we not want to see at a Super Bowl party? Because there's some weird party. Salad, yes.
Do not bring any salad or any vegetable. I don't care if you go to the supermarket and you're like, oh, I got to bring some. Let me get the vegetable thing with the ranch in the middle. No.
See, I like that, though. That can go along with the wings. If you got the vegetable platter with the hummus and the ranch dipping sauce. Like
celery with wings is one thing. I just like, you know. I'm...
Give me the little broccoli and the little carrots, too. No?
I just don't want anything fancy. Like, I don't want anyone showing up with, like, this is not the day for, like, Italian food. Like, no. I don't want any, like,
it's too heavy. Debatable.
It's too heavy.
Spaghetti or lasagna. Like, I don't want any of that.
That is debatable, but I'm from Staten Italy, so it's a totally different Staten game Italy. Over here. We got pasta, lasagna, bacon.
I just want
But like... Sam, that's too heavy, though. You're going to be passed out by halftime if you have the lasagna and then, like, shells. No,
she's like, I'll be
challenge
fine.
Accepted, sir.
Okay, I'm just saying, like that's heavy, and then you're drinking beer. That you're passed out.
If you're smart, you pace yourself out. You start off with like your appetizers, your dip, your chips, then you move on to the wings, the pizza, this and that. Halftime comes, you chill out a little, you have some drinks, whatever. Then you move on. Then you have your pizza, more pizza, some more wings. Then you have your lasagna, and all of a sudden, now the game's over. Go to sleep.
Okay.
I guess that's valid. I don't know. I just like to pick, like, I don't like to get full at what, like, I like to like, just keep refilling my plate with like all of the appetizers.
That's fair. That's very fair.
See, what I did last year was I didn't eat till the second half.
That's smart.
That's
I drank the first half. And then as the second half was going on, I was like, oh, the Bucks are going to win this thing. So I ate.
I feel like I eat buffalo chicken dip for the first half, and then I fill myself up, and then I'm like, oh, crap, I can't eat anything else.
Yeah. No.
Give me the cheesy Rotel dip, too, with the chorizo in it, too. Give me that one. Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Stop. No, I want it to be tomorrow.
I'm so hungry.
All right. Let's get into it. The Super Bowl tomorrow. Who do we got? Who's our X factors? Who's going to be the Super Bowl MVP? Is it going to come down to a kick? Are we going to see a blowout of a game? Who do we got in the Super Bowl tomorrow? And Sam, I'm going to start with you.
All right. Well,
by the looks of your shirts, I think the Bengals are going to win for the both of you. Yes.
Okay. So yeah. So my official score prediction is 24-21 Bengals.
Okay.
I do think there will be some sort of dramatic field goal at some way. I mean, it's Evan McPherson and Matt Gay love to make the game about them. It's just the way of life, and it's fun and it's exciting. So I definitely think there's going to be some sort of really just anticipated kick. And I just think that the overall game, I mean, I hope so, because the Super Bowls do get kind of boring sometimes. I have a feeling that this game is going to be really good. Like, I just think that Joe Burrow is going to come out ready to connect with Jamar, do these crazy plays we've been seeing them do. I think their offensive line will literally leave everything out on the field, everything they can do, because we know they're not the best offensive line. This Rams defense is going to be absolutely bonkers insane. Stafford will throw some sort of dramatic interception. it's just going to be mayhem, in my opinion. And I am going to go with the Bengals winning because okay. why not?
Who are the X factors for both teams?
I mean, is it corny to say Joe Burrow?
No, it's not corny to say.
I think Joe Burrow is the X factor of the Bengals, and I think Cooper Kupp is the X factor for the Rams.
Okay. Jordan.
So I am really very torn. My heart is saying Bengals, but my head is saying Rams. I already took Bengals plus 4.5 because no matter what ends up happening, like Sam was saying, I think this is going to be a close game. And with the kickers that both of these teams, I just have a feeling it could literally come down to a field goal.
Yeah.
Like I don't think it's going to be a big game. So I do think Bengals either are going to win or they cover. I feel very confident about that. But it's honestly going to come down to how this Bengals O-line plays, because if they cannot figure out a way to stop Aaron Donald, the Rams are winning. And that's literally what it comes down to. The X factors here, I honestly think it's going to be Jalen Ramsey, because if you can't stop Ja'Marr Chase, that gives the Bengals the advantage. But then on the Bengals side, it's also going to be up to like Higgins and Boyd to step up if Ja'Marr Chase, if like Jalen Ramsey is playing his best game and has Ja'Marr Chase totally covered, because Joe Burrow with no O-line, he's going to need help and those guys are going to have to step up. Joe Mixon, it's all going to come down to like this. And I don't even want to like put Joe Mixon in the supporting cast category because he's been great all season. But I think if Ja'Marr Chase is off the table, then everyone else has to like really step up even more. And I'm not saying it's out of the question, but I feel like we'll know by halftime what direction the game is going.
Okay.
But I do think it's going to be close.
Coming down to the kickers, Evan McPherson, who has just been lights out in these clutch situations. Incredible. And then Matt Gay, former Buccaneer. Who hasn't been money every time. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Out of the two kickers, I'm going with McPherson over Matt Gay if it comes down to a kick.
I mean, what was it in the versing the Buccaneers? Was that the one that he missed that field goal?
He did miss that one.
And it wasn't even like a 65-yard field goal. It was like 40, 42.
Maybe it was a 45-yarder.
Yeah, like it was something that was doable, and he missed it. And
then you got McPherson, who's like predicting, like, "Hey, we're going to the Super Bowl."
Yeah,
like, incredible.
Hey, we're going to the AFC Championship after this gig. Like, hey, this is what we're doing.
The only thing I'm worried about is I really hope that like the ego of the Bengals and like Joe Burrow constantly getting called Joe Shiesty, Joe Burrow, like being Joe Cool, doesn't get to his head.
I don't think
that's gonna happen. Because
did you see the video of them?
Yeah,
the whole team was like walking, and there was like the pillars on the sidewalk.
And they literally,
I don't know who was like guiding them. They were like, "Guys, we all have to go through the same one." Like, I feel like they just have like, I think there is a cockiness to it, but not in like a conceited way. Like, I hope
that it's a cockiness that is good, like a confidence to go into the game and win the game, but not like a confidence like, "Wow, we made it to the Super Bowl."
To me, it's a swagger as, okay, we're a young team, but we came here to do business.
Yes.
And that's what I love about Burrow is he's got the swagger, but hey, we're here to take care of business.
Yeah.
Did you see that he did not pick up his comeback player of the year award at the podium?
Just turned around and went back. Yeah, I saw that. That to me is, I've got other things to worry about than this silly award.
That's fair.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
the pinky promise between him and Ja'Marr Chase.
Shut up. I was like in shambles. I was like crying. It was such...
I cried the entire NFL honors. I don't even know why. Every award I was crying.
Andrew Whitworth's Walter Payton Man of the Year speech. I was fighting the urge to cry because I was like at work and like I had like my coworker next to me and I was like, I don't want to let him see me cry. So, but like when he talks about at that Detroit Lions game that player came up to him and I'm getting chills.
You're about to cry right now.
I know.
Like, just the fact that, like, someone that he helped made it to the NFL and came up to him was able to say, like, you helped me get here. That's so freaking...
You're about to cry right now.
It's so pure. And it's... Oh. He deserved the award.
Get Sam the tissues.
Virtual tissues. I like this matchup. I think the Bengals will cover. I'm taking the over on this one. It's 48.5. I'm taking the over on this one.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted to see that. I only said because I want to see an exciting game. I don't want to see.
I mean, I'd love that. Game. I just feel like aren't Super Bowls usually fairly low scoring?
Last year was a bore because
last
Bucks
year was
were up.
Awful.
Yeah, even though they won, it was just like it was a boring game by the end.
I mean,
yeah.
The Chiefs put what 9 points up?
Yeah,
it was literally Patrick Mahomes like
running around, running for his life. Yeah, yeah. I just look at the X factors. I look at the X factors is I look at the Bengals O line. That's the biggest X factor to me is. You got to be able to protect Joey Burrow. Like you got to be able to protect him in that game, especially going against that scary that defense of the Rams. And then, you know, for the Rams side, it all comes down to the play of Matthew Stafford, because if he's going to make dumbass bonehead mistakes, then
correct.
The Rams are screwed. But I'm picking the Bengals. I want to see this happen. Yeah. I want to see Joe Burrow get the trifecta, Heisman, national championship, and a Super Bowl. I want to see that.
I love it.
So that's who we got.
And just quick shout out to Jordan for telling all of us the Bengals were going to the Super Bowl like 2 months ago.
Yes.
No, I was like, this girl's crazy. And here we are.
Thank you. You're welcome. I thought I was crazy. I thought I was just in love
with Joe
Burrow.
She stuck with those guns, though.
She did. Very good.
No,
all
every
right.
week. And then everyone would come back to me every week and be like, you were right. And I was like,
oh
I told
God.
You.
It's like you're good at your job or something.
Except when she's picking against the, you know, the Bucks. Like she's not good at that.
No, I'm not.
She's terrible at that.
I'm very biased against the Bucks. It's just against Tom Brady.
Yeah, terrible at that.
Well, okay. He's not there no more. So.
All right, before we head on out, off-season drama bonanza. There's going to be tons of off-season drama heading into the off-season. Certain quarterbacks could be on the moves. Free agent signings. All kinds of stuff. What main off-season drama bonanza story are you possibly looking forward to? Not named Aaron Rodgers.
I was going
to
say, we can't say Aaron
Rodgers. Not named Aaron Rodgers.
I have a good one. Sam, cover your ears. I want to see the Seahawks and the Cleveland Browns trade quarterbacks.
It'll never happen.
It'll never happen, but I think it would be iconic.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm honestly wherever Baker ends up is fine. I don't care as long as he's just living his best.
Cleveland's got to go to Seattle and just dangle all kinds of things to them because Russell Wilson's got a no trade clause.
Yeah.
So he's not gonna go to he'd be like, Cleveland. No.
Well, I think
I'm shutting this shit down right now. No.
I think he would go to Cleveland. I don't think Sierra would go to Cleveland.
No.
And that's the.
I've been tweeting out Russell Wilson pretty much every day.
The Giants. She wants to go to New York.
I've been tweeting out Russell Wilson every single day. Hey, Tampa's got no. Florida's got no state tax.
Yeah.
Hey, Tampa's got great places to eat and drink. Hey, also great churches because you're into God a lot. Great churches. Hey, Tampa's got great places for kids. Like every single day.
I just don't want him to come to Philadelphia. I don't want the Eagles to make that move.
Jordan, did you see the video from the Pro Bowl that everyone was like losing their crap over that he signed an Eagles hat?
Oh.
Like before he ran out to the Pro Bowl,
Lord
he picked
mercy.
Up a hat. It was like really quick. He literally was just like, and he picked up an Eagles hat and he signed it. And I
know why he did that? Because he thought the Eagles logo was kind of like the Seahawks logo.
I would understand.
It's two birds. Hey, I'm running.
Everyone lost their minds. And I was like, oh God. No,
Sam, that's nothing compared to Bucks Twitter losing their goddamn minds just because Kyler Murray unfollowed
deleted
everybody.
All of his
yes,
stuff.
And him and Mike Evans are in a bromance. Like Bucks Twitter needs to calm down.
That was my my off-season drama bonanza story was Kyler Murray figuring out what's going on with him.
The chances of that happening.
He is not getting paid $50 million. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
He's not.
I can see him being on the move. I think both Cliff Kingsbury and him will probably be done.
So random though. Like this really came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but this is like Aaron Rodgers-esque kind of thing though. Like this is what Aaron Rodgers would do on the offseason. Like, hey, I'm gonna unfollow everybody. Look at me.
But Kyler just didn't seem like that tight. Like I didn't expect this at all. But I think after what we saw, and I still like Kyler, and I still think Kyler's great. But after what we saw second half of this season, you can't pay him that amount of money. The only young quarterbacks I would give that money to, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
I disagree. I wouldn't even give that to Lamar.
Mm.
To me, Lamar he's hit that plateau.
I would agree.
Actually, you know what? I think Lamar hit the plateau last year.
The Ravens were nothing without him.
They're still nothing, though. They're still
no. I think I disagree with. I think that Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback, but I do think people are figuring him out, and that they're like, okay, we know how he runs, we know how like when he throws, which is not often, honestly. They're figuring it out.
I think once the Ravens are healthy and they have a solid team around him, there's like Lamar Jackson and that team will be unstoppable.
Jordan, you know that whole like saying where, hey, for somebody's like pretty much older, like, hey, I peaked in high school. That's Lamar Jackson. He peaked in high school. Not saying he actually peaked in high school itself, but he's peaked.
I refuse. I will not. This is not something I will.
Great fantasy quarterback. I just think he's peaked.
He was my fantasy quarterback. I loved it. He put up like 40 points one week for me. I was like, awesome. But
I think Hundley is probably going to take his job. You trade Lamar.
Interesting. I would pay
Lamar all the money in the world.
That's a hot take.
I wouldn't give him a huge gargantuan
contract. Off-season drama, you don't think Lamar Jackson's on the Ravens next season?
I think he's on the Ravens, but I don't think they're going to give him the money he wants. I don't think they want to be locked in that long. Really don't.
Running quarterbacks are injury prone.
I just think he's peaked, man.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Because I look at it this way, Jordan. Like, if they really were going to give him an extension, like a big one, get some pieces around him, man. They haven't. They haven't given him anything. They haven't given him a good wide receiving core. They've tried. They haven't panned out. Like, the running back situation over there is disastrous right now.
But that's not – they couldn't have predicted the injuries.
No, not the running back part. But I'm saying when it comes to bringing in guys to throw to, they haven't done any. They haven't really brought any – they haven't brought a star over. They could have brought over some guy in free agency.
AB wants to go. AB wants to – he posted himself in a Ravens.
If you want to bring his crazy ass over to Baltimore.
AB needs to delete all social media. AB and Kanye need to be locked in a white padded room.
Yes.
But also, AB's cousin is on his Hollywood Brown. That's his cousin, which he has said in the past, but has said in the past that he wants nothing to do with him.
And if I was,
because he's nuts.
If I was Baltimore, I would go out this free agency and go, okay, I'm going to look at Chris Godwin, even though he's coming off an ACL injury.
Yeah.
True.
Bring him in. Like, I would look at those guys.
Calvin Ridley?
I would look at those guys to bring in for him to throw to, but they haven't done that in the past. They've gotten guys in the draft, and I don't think they've brought in any really high profile wide receiver free agency. They haven't. So if that tells me, like, it just tells me that they don't really want to invest in a long-term deal with him because they haven't invested in his weapons. If you want to keep this guy for a long time, bring him guys to throw to.
Yeah. Because he's just running all over the place because there's no one to throw to.
There's no one except for Mark Andrews. That's it. He has Mark Andrews, and that's it. So, I mean, I'll get crucified for saying that, but he has peaked.
There is so much drama that's going to happen this year.
I can't wait.
I'm excited.
No, it's going to be insane. I thought last year was off-season. I feel like this year is going to be even more nuts.
I want some surprise trades like Christian McCaffrey going somewhere. I want that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I want big names being like tossed around.
Yes, on the move.
Like today, a year ago, was when the Texans cut J.J. Watt. I want that.
I know, I need something.
I want Deshaun Watson to go to the Jets.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson updates. Yeah.
To the Jets. Somewhere nuts. That'd be crazy.
No, there's going to be a lot going on. I mean, is Carson Wentz going to be the quarterback of the Colts?
No.
Like, yeah, that too.
So many question marks.
Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Colts.
I could see that.
There you go. So
it's an easy division to win, too.
That's true. Good point.
You really only have to worry about the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think Aaron Rodgers could handle.
Yeah.
Although he bought property in Tennessee.
I would if Aaron Rodgers went to the Titans, I would die. That would be sick.
I just saw like everybody in like Titans world was like putting jerseys on, like editing jerseys on him and everything. I was like, well, the chaos.
I think Tannehill's on his last final year with them.
That's what I'm done.
The drama continues. All right. Been a great show. It's the Fantasy Underdogs Podcast brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and also betonline.ag. Get your bets in tomorrow. Use our promo code. You get that 50% off for your first login. It's going to be a fun day of football, food, and old rappers for the halftime show. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. Get your prop bets in too, because there's so many prop bets and squares. We're doing squares tomorrow too. Ladies, have a great time tomorrow. I'm sure we'll be tweeting each other and messaging about the game tomorrow.
Yes.
And the spreads that we are going to feast on as well. We will see you guys next time on the Fantasy Underdogs Podcast. We out. Peace.